Today, the Arizona Department of Health Services is reporting more than 1,300 new cases of COVID-19, but no deaths. There is, however, usually a lag in reporting over the weekend. The health department's vaccine dashboard shows more than 1 million Arizonans have received at least the first dose of the vaccine. Since that first shot went into the first arm, people have been asking just who is getting the COVID vaccine. The state has not been terribly forthcoming about that, but late last week, Maricopa County released figures that demonstrate, among other things, the disparity between rich and poor when it comes to getting vaccinated. Will Humble, executive director of the Arizona Public Health Association and former head of the state's Department of Health Services, joins me to talk more about that. Hi there, Will.
Yeah, morning, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. So what to you stands out the most from what we see in the data from Maricopa County?
Yeah, from the moment that Maricopa County posted that up on their website last week, it confirmed what I had expected, which is that, you know, there's a big discrepancy between the amount of vaccine that's been given to people who live in high-income zip codes relative to lower-income zip codes. And so if you look at the Maricopa County map, you can see this corridor on the west side of I-17 going all the way down to South Mountain, and then on the south side of the loop there, all the way out into parts of Mesa, where there's just a big, big difference. And it's really an underserved area. People just have not, in those zip codes, have not gotten anywhere close to the amount of vaccine access that, say, Paradise Valley and North Scottsdale and the wealthier parts of town are. And we could get into why that is, but it's a fact, and it's real.
Right. Well, let's talk about the why here, because I'm curious. You know, we heard from Dr. Christ at the top of the show saying, and this was dealing more with race and ethnicity, but I wonder if it also applies to the zip code and income levels, that, you know, it's not necessarily, they're not necessarily expecting that who is getting the vaccine to be reflective of the state's population yet, because of who has been prioritized, who's eligible to get the vaccine so far. What do you make of that argument?
It's just, it's false. I mean, look, Maricopa County, in their maps, they, in their denominator, they use census data to look at the percentage of persons in each of those zip codes that are in law enforcement, that are teachers, that work in childcare. That is in the census data. And so when they built their maps, they included that in those denominators. What that means is the maps that Maricopa County posted are the percentage of eligible persons. So that means they've compensated for the fact that there may not be an even distribution of healthcare workers by zip code. Maybe they live in Scottsdale as opposed to on the other, you know, west side of I-17. So Maricopa controlled for that, and it still exists as a phenomena. So it's important, if you're in a position like that, to recognize that you have that health disparity, because if you don't recognize it, if you, you know, make a claim like she just did, that it's not true, then that means that you're not going to put efforts and resources into fixing it.
So why is it, do you think, that folks who are on the lower end of the economic scale are not getting vaccinated? I mean, is it, we've heard, for example, like most of the clinics, the big vaccination sites are drive up. And if you don't have a car, that makes it nearly impossible to do it. Like, what are the main reasons for folks not getting the vaccine who are eligible to do it?
So I think the drive up is part of it, but I think the dominant reason is the state's appointment system, the way it's set up. So think about the way it's set up. It's online only. So you have to have broadband access. So you need good Wi-Fi. You need a good computer, not an old computer. You need to have a flexible job so that if you want to get, let's say you work at Walmart or something, and you want to get an appointment for your mom, you've got to be at your post. You've got to be at home on your computer on a certain day at a particular time. That, you know, remember 2 weeks ago, they released 21,000 appointments and they were gone between 9 and 9:39, right. 40 minutes and they were gone. So that means people with flexible jobs, new computers, good Wi-Fi access, all have an advantage over people that don't have those things.
So there is also a phone number that you can call that, you know, we've heard reports that it takes forever to get through if you even can. What else could the state and county be doing to try to alleviate some of the issues here and maybe make it so that if you don't have a great computer, if you don't have Wi-Fi, yeah, if you have a less flexible job, that you can still get the vaccine once you're eligible?
Yeah, so a couple things. Number one, and this would be the easiest thing, which would be to change the way the vaccine is being allocated and prioritize vaccine to go to federally qualified health centers, otherwise known as FQHCs. So those are clinics that are in the lower income parts of town that if you were to prioritize delivery of vaccines to the FQHCs, they could reach out to their members, the people that normally get healthcare at those facilities, and actively, proactively contact them. Their FQHCs are great at this. They could text you. And so, but right now the vaccine is being prioritized for like Phoenix Muni and out at State Farm. Well, you have to make a conscious effort to reprioritize that vaccine to some of those FQHCs. So that's one thing. And another is to overhaul the state's appointment system so that it's like more like what they do in Minnesota, for example, where you just register once and then they have a random selection behind the scenes where they invite people when they win, essentially a lottery, to come in and make an appointment. That would level the playing field for lower income persons as well.
Interesting. All right. Certainly there will be plenty more on this as the vaccine rollout continues. That is Will Humble, Executive Director of the Arizona Public Health Association, former State Health Director. Will, nice to talk to you as always. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks.